creating and rekindling memories. NHR.
Gorgeous, isn't it? That is Songbird, of course, and that version there is by Natalie Fuchs, who I'm very pleased to say is on the other end of this phone. Good morning, Natalie. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Lovely stuff. Now then, there's a lot been going off in your life, and you're only 16 years old, and there's so much that's happened. So let's talk a little bit about some of that stuff. The new song, which I've mentioned, Under the Poppies, the song that you wrote, that was actually inspired by a 1916 poem, I understand. Tell us a little bit about how that all came about.
Yeah, of course. So I was actually in a history lesson. This was about 4 years ago. I was in a history lesson and my teacher brought in this poem that his relative had written to her husband, who sadly died in the war in 1916 in the Battle of the Somme. And it's an absolutely gorgeous poem, and it now makes up the bridge of the song, sorry. And then I wrote the rest of the lyrics and the music around it. But I just thought it was so beautiful and so poignant that I just really wanted to include it in a song. So yeah, I've managed to find out more about the guy it was written for. So he was called Frank Pocknell, and he was of the East Surrey Regiment. And as I said, he died in the Battle of the Somme in 1916. But it's been an amazing story to find out about. And I've actually I've been lent the dog tag that he actually wore, and also a field postcard that was sent the day before he died, and a photo of his original grave. So I think it's been a very, very poignant experience to be able to write and, you know, produce the song. But yeah, I just really hope it brings more attention and memory to the people who served in the wars, yeah.
It seems that history is a big thing for you. It must be one of your favourite topics, I imagine, at school.
Yes, it is definitely. I'm currently doing my A-levels, and that is one of my A-level choices to do history. But I just think it's so interesting, and I think it's amazing how, you know, even though that was so long ago, you can still kind of experience it through music and things like that. And I think that's why it matters so much to me, because you really can use music for a lot of different purposes, really. And I think that was an important thing for me to do.
Absolutely. And it's that sort of thing still touches people's lives, and it will do for centuries. I'm sure it will, because history, it's just always changing, and there's always something new. So it's not the first history song, well, history inspired song that you've written, though, is it?
I have actually done quite a lot of historical songs before. The other one that I've written recently is Nowhere Without You, which was actually inspired by the London Underground. So, I mean, there's a lot of different songs that I do, but I just love it all. So.
this song, Under the Poppies, apart from sort of keeping it fresh in people's minds, what happened all those years ago and how much we owe to those people, it's also, I believe, supporting the Dame Vera Lynn Statue Fund. Tell us a little bit about that.
So Dame Vera Lynn was of course the original Forster sweetheart, and she was absolutely amazing woman. She's absolutely brilliant. The Dame Vera Lynn charity is currently trying to put up a statue in her name, a permanent statue, and they're quite close to the target of the money. And I think if I can do anything with this song, I would love to raise attention towards that cause, because I think it's just a brilliant thing to raise money for.
Yeah, I'm surprised that there's not been a statue put up for Dame Vera in the past. So worthy of a statue for everything that she did and what she stood for and everything. So,
yeah.
With songwriting, does it come easy to you? How easy do you find sort of just sitting down and just writing a song?
To be honest, I think there's a big mixture of things. I mean, songwriting is a massive passion for me, so I completely enjoy it. It's never a hardship at all. But I think some songs kind of appear out of nowhere. I mean, I could just sit down at piano and, you know, some of them they'll just be done in like 15 minutes, and some of them take a lot more work. So this one, obviously, I wrote in 4 years ago when I was 12, and I've just rediscovered it now, but pretty much everything is the same as when it was when I first wrote it, and I've just changed like a couple of the lyrics and things like that. So it's, yeah, I think it's a very varied process for me. And I don't even write all my songs the same way. Sometimes I start with lyrics, sometimes I start with the tune, you know, so I think it's a bit of a mixture, yeah.
Now, when you said that, you just found this song that you'd written 4 years ago, is it a case of sort of just having a notebook or something like that and just writing songs in there, and maybe, you know, then years later, same as you said, rediscovering it? So, and how does it work? Do you just note things down, or do you just I don't know. How does it work as a songwriter when you rediscover stuff from years ago?
It's quite a nice experience, actually, because I actually performed that live when I first wrote it in school. And I kind of just basically forgot about it for a while. And then I sort of had just randomly, I thought, I wonder what happened to that song. So I just went through my notes folder on my phone, because that's where I write all my ideas usually, and then I write it up by hand. And I was like, oh my goodness, yeah, I forgot about that song. And then I started to listen to it again. I thought it was so poignant, especially because there's no living survivors left from the First World War and the Second World War, that, you know, the number of survivors is rapidly decreasing. And I thought maybe now is a good time to release it and to work on it even more. So I thought I'd pick it up again, yeah.
Absolutely. Now then, you mentioned there as well that sort of playing the piano. I know that you play piano, you play guitar as well, and you play the drums as well, which is amazing for a young girl to be, you know, to take up the drums. Does it make it easier being having, you know, sort of that instrumental type knowledge when you're writing songs?
I'd say it is helpful, yeah. I mean, I kind of, once I've written a song, I can kind of hear like what each part wants to sound like to myself, which I think definitely helps, because then when I'm writing it as well, I can think, oh, I could have that in there for the piano and that in there for the guitar or anything like that. I think it does kind of help to make me enjoy the process even more, because I can kind of hear it coming together as I write it.
Now, I can understand the playing the piano and the guitar and everything, but, I mean, the drums, is that sort of when you need to get rid of some pent-up passion? You have a good bash about on the drums? What attracted you to playing the drums?
To be honest, I've always had a massive passion for rock music and old stuff like that. So my favourite genre is, like, 70s classic rock and things like that. And it has been from a very long time ago. I mean, it was like the first thing I was listening to when I was younger. And I think from there, it was just like, oh, I should just do the drums. I feel like I can, you know, I can really enjoy the music I listen to then. Because, you know, I'm a classical singer. But I think being able to then connect with rock as well and other music that you can do drums with as well, I think is quite nice, because I just love every genre. And a lot of times people ask me, like, oh, so what genre is your favourite? And I'm like, well, I genuinely couldn't tell you, because I just enjoy everything. So I think having different ways I can kind of express myself through music is really nice.
Now, it, I mean, it comes as no surprise, really, that, you know, you are sort of classically trained, because you were the 2023 Young Chorister of the Year, 2024 the UK Songwriter you won that sort of contest thing there. And you've also, I believe, sung here in Nottingham at the Royal Concert Hall.
I have, yes. That was a lovely experience.
how did that happen?
Yeah, so I actually sung a piece in Young Chorister of the Year in the semi-final. I sung All Things Bright and Beautiful, which was arranged by John Rutter, his version of it. And he actually heard it, and he invited me to perform in his own concert in the Royal Concert Hall in Nottingham, which was absolutely amazing. It was such a surreal experience for the actual composer to have heard my song and then invite me to his concert, I think was absolutely unreal. But it was a lovely experience, and it was a gorgeous venue as well.
Oh, it is indeed. I was there this last week to see something, and it's just such a brilliant, acoustically nice, if you like, venue as well. Now, another thing that I know about you is that you like musical theatre as well. You've played in Les Mis.
Yes, I have.
Yeah. What, with musical theatre, is there sort of any chance that you sort of could make some sort of living out of it, or you know, sort of go back to it? Because with the voice that you've got, I mean, it's just built for musical theatre.
Thank you. I mean, I absolutely love musical theatre. I love every genre, as I said. And I think at this point, I just love everything. So I don't really know exactly what genre I want to go into in the future. I just know that I want to do something music related. So, you know, if I could make a career out of musical theatre, that would be amazing. If I could make one out of classical singing, that would be amazing. Or songwriting, anything like that. But yeah, I absolutely love theatre. It's definitely a big part of my life. Yeah.
Now, at 16, you've got the whole world in front of you. So I believe that you can do anything that you want to.
Oh, thanks.
So, and especially with the songwriting behind it and being able to play the drums, musical theatre, the whole lot. The world's your oyster. Now then, the song, Under the Poppies, obviously next week is Armistice Day. When is the song released and how can people get hold of it?
I've actually already released it. So it was released on the 12th of October.
Okay.
On all streaming platforms, so Spotify, Apple Music, everything like that. It should be able to find it there.
brilliant stuff. So all you got to do is just put in your search engine under the Poppies and Natalie Fuchs, and you'll be able to find it there. Natalie, it's been lovely to speak to you this morning. Such a talented young person. Don't you just hate these young, talented people? No, we don't really. It's been lovely to speak to you. The song Under the Poppies is a gorgeous, gorgeous song. If people go on YouTube and stuff like that as well, you can find out other stuff that Natalie has done, including Songbird, which we played earlier. Thank you so much, Natalie. Have a lovely rest of your Sunday, and hopefully we'll see you in Nottingham again very soon.
Great, thank you so much.
Thanks, Natalie. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Did you know that Nottingham Hospital Radio is a registered charity? As a result, we rely on people like you to donate to it. All our members are committed volunteers who run the service for the benefit and entertainment of the patients in the Queen's Medical Centre and City Hospitals. Research has shown that listening to hospital radio can positively benefit a patient's recovery, and we think it's a very worthwhile thing to do. Donating to NHR is easy and rewarding, so please log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the donate page. That's nhradio.org.uk/donate. You'll be glad you did, and thank you.